The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Kevin is on the phone, and today he wants to call a girl named Marianne. All Kevin wanted from the date was to, quote, get on her. But
God, that hurts
when
my soul.
They went back to his place after hanging out at a bar, talking about celebrity gossip and whatever, there was a moment when he said, I'm going to go slip into something a little more comfortable. Well, he went to go slip into whatever that comforting thing was. And then when he came back, she was gone, and the door was still left open. So she just ran out of his place. He tried texting her, tried calling her, and has gotten no response. So it's a mystery. Where did Marianne go, and will Kevin ever be able to get on her? Kevin?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I just don't get it. Even if something happened, you know, even if, you know, there was an emergency or something.
Did you ever say to her, like, hey, I'm going to go slip into something more comfortable, and then I'm going to get on you?
I mean, I didn't say the second part.
Okay. Because if you said that, then I could understand. I should be like, all right, I'm going to leave.
At no point in the conversation did I say, I want to get on you. I just told you guys that.
Okay, good. That's a good decision.
Kevin, it's not an object you ride, okay? It's not a fun Ferris wheel game.
Well, you're doing it the wrong way then.
I agree, Kevin. Yeah, well, let's give Marianne a call, see if we can get her on the phone and find out what went wrong that night, okay?
Please, I'd really like to know what happened.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking to speak with Marianne.
That's me.
Hey, Marianne, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
What's up?
Not much.
Hey, Marianne.
How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. I'm doing well. A little confused, but cool.
Any idea why I'm calling you?
I'm really hoping I won a big prize.
You might have won a big prize.
Yeah.
I don't really know how tall he is or how much he weighs. He could be big. I have no idea.
What does that mean?
That means that one of our listeners emailed us because they want to do a second date update with you.
What?
Do you know what that is? Have you heard the second date update before?
I've heard it sometimes on my commute.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to think, you know, who's I on a date with?
Well, his name is Kevin.
Oh.
Rings a bell, it sounds like.
Yeah, it does.
Well, we just talked to Kevin, and he told us that you guys met on Tinder and went out for drinks, spent a lot of time talking celebrity gossip and stuff, and then went back to his place.
Oh, wow. Okay, you guys know all of that.
Yeah, we do. We also know that at one moment, he went to go change, and then you just left.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I did do that.
Okay. He said that you left in such a hurry that you didn't even bother to shut the door.
Yeah, I got out of there as quick as I could.
Whoa!
Do you mind telling us why?
I don't know. It feels weird to air his dirty laundry, you know?
Dude. Yeah, but he wants his dirty laundry aired. That's the whole reason he emailed us.
Yeah.
But this is not, it's not going to be great for him, really. I don't know if he knows what he's asking for.
I feel it's a public service at this point. If you had to leave a man's place that quickly, he needs to know.
So you guys are sure?
Yes.
Yes, we're
and
positive.
I'm dying to know. So you have to tell us.
You really want to know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys basically know the whole date, right?
Yeah, unless there's anything he hasn't told us.
Okay. So he left to go to the bedroom to go change.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of in there for a while, you know, and I got kind of bored. So I thought, oh, I'll surprise him in the bedroom, you know. I thought, oh, that'd be fun.
Nice.
Okay.
So, but I opened the door a little bit, and he didn't see me, but he's laying out stuff on the bed.
What do you mean? Like
what?
Clothes to change into or something?
Yeah.
No, like, God, this is so awkward. Like stuff that he didn't clear with me before.
Stuff that he didn't clear?
Like,
can
wait.
You just tell us, like, what
know.
Stuff?
It was kind of dark in there. I really couldn't see. There were a lot of things, but I for sure saw a pair of handcuffs and a whip.
On your first, what?
You're telling me that he was laying out, like, perverted, like, objects yeah. on the bed for you?
Yes, he was preparing to go all 50 Shades of Grey on me, and I didn't know.
There was never a discussion beforehand, like, what are you into?
Yeah.
Are you on the same page as me?
Whips and chains.
No, we talked about celebrity gossip the whole time.
That is so forward.
Dang.
I mean,
are you sure that's what you saw?
I'm 99% sure, and that's why I was scared, and that's why
wow.
I had to leave.
I
normally,
don't blame
you ease into the handcuffs and whips, you know?
Yeah, that's more of a relationship thing once things get stale or something.
Or a second date.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever you guys are. At least you talk about it before you just bring
yes.
it out. That's the point.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he could have at least picked a movie choice to go with it. But, you know, it freaked me out, so I left.
Okay.
Oh,
so you think he's a pervert and you don't want to talk to him.
I mean, you know, I don't want to shame anyone for their sexual preferences, but I don't want to. I mean, I got scared. I left. I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, well, that's a shame because Kevin's actually on the other line listening and really wants to talk to you right now.
No.
Yep. Kevin?
Oh.
Hey, Marianne.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're on the phone.
Well, there's no other way to get in contact with you, but now I realize why you haven't.
Oh my God, I can't listen to him without being kind of creeped out now, Kevin.
Okay, give me a chance, though. Give me a chance. I'm sorry. You weren't supposed to see that, and it was just a precaution. I didn't know that if you were 100% like down with it, but I just wanted to be ready, you know?
A precaution?
Yeah, Kevin, what's your plan there? Like, you start making out with her, and then you...
Handcuffed!
Yeah.
You know. It takes you 5 minutes, and you know what's needed. And I can do it all.
What?
I can do it all.
Know.
So you're a pleaser then, Kevin, is what you're trying to say.
I'm a what?
Pleaser?
Yeah. That's all I was trying to do. If that was something that she was into, I would have had her. If it was the opposite, then I would have had her.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have had you, Marianne. I would have held you if you wanted to be held, and I would have whipped you if you wanted to be whipped.
Stop
wow.
talking!
This is really freaking me out. I'm really glad I ran out of the room.
Well, for the record, those handcuffs you saw, they weren't for you. They were for me.
That doesn't make it better. That doesn't make it look weird.
Kevin, can you really not see how this is maybe a little too much the first time you meet somebody?
I mean, I can definitely see how it could be too much if it's not your type of thing, but, you know, if it's not your type of thing, then I wouldn't have presented it to you, but I don't know who you are.
What's my type of thing?
Everything you say, Kevin, just gets creepier
yeah.
and creepier. How do you do it? I'm impressed.
I'm not trying to be creepy. I'm just trying to be real with you. I'm an honest person. That's me.
Hey,
at heart.
Yeah, maybe a little too honest, Kevin.
Too honest.
I'll ask the question,
wow.
though. Marianne, would you like to go out on a second date with Kevin? We will pay for it.
No. The handcuffs are not in my future, and they shouldn't be in his.
Marianne, that's a shame, because I can do lots of things. You saw one part of me, and I can give you more, and I really like your smile, and I really like to see you again.
Creepy.
No, you freaked me out beyond all repair. I am freaked out.
Oh.
All right. Well, Marianne, if you ever do come around to see the joy of whips and you know, handcuffs,
I'll be here.
Whoa.
Thank you very much. If I change my mind, sure, I'll do that. But nope, I don't think I will.
All right. Well, Kevin, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date.
Yeah, well, at least I know now why she left.
Yes.
I won't do that again.
And I think you've ruined the dating game for every Kevin on Tinder ever after this.
Maybe I helped it. Maybe we know now.
Maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.